Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon bringing you the 100-Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 147. That's right, there have been 147 of these, and you're just now noticing it. What? Where was this? How can we find it? How do we participate? Well, you can't really participate in number 147 except for listening and voting and commenting, but there'll be stuff about 148 at the end of this podcast. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and maybe, you know, okay, maybe you should stand up and do some vacuuming. Put this on your iPod. I mean, look at all the stuff on the carpet. I mean, my God, do you ever clean? You just listen to podcasts all day? No. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you who won last week so they can go first this week. And the winner is Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club. You can find his podcast linked from the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. While you're checking that out and vacuuming and looking at all the stuff around you, let's go ahead and get his story going. Caleb, can you just fire up that magical difference engine and bash the sticks together and tell us your story?
Hi, it's your old pal Caleb with just a friendly little tip for you. Don't actually try spanking a monkey. Those little fuckers are a lot stronger than they look. And now, a 100-word story. In my rural high school, the cool kids were all Jesus freaks. But I couldn't stop from asking, if Jesus wanted to get his message to mankind, why'd it take hundreds of years to reach Western Europe? And another 1,000 to reach the new world? The cool kids just told me to shut it. But when Shiva the Destroyer came to Monroe High wielding swords of flame to mow down the non-believers, I found myself running for my life with the cool kids. Down to the Burger Shack. Gotta have one last bacon double cheeseburger before converting to Hinduism.
Thank you, Caleb, and just remember, don't forget that strawberry shake. Folks, you obviously could hear that clear as a bell, but for those of us that have hearing problems but still listen to audio podcasts, you can check out the text from the story in the show notes. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, if you don't feel like listening to the rest of them and you just want to vote for Caleb, well, that's not nice, but you can still do it at the show notes. Also, if you want to surf and look at what Caleb does on the web, that's in the show notes too. Are you seeing a pattern here? Yep. All right, let's check out the rookies. I'm too lazy to see who has been doing these for the past 146 weeks, so I'm going to assume that the Daily Panic is actually a rookie in this competition. They didn't sign their note other than the Daily Panic, so I will refer to them as the Daily Panic. And here is the story from the Daily Panic. Oh, wait, they didn't record it. Oh, dear. Let's see. I guess I need to read this. Hold on. Let me break out my reading glasses. All right, here we go. In the fifth grade, he smoked cigarettes. He was the first guy to date a girl. All of his friends were cruel. Hanging with them just happened. We all rode our bicycles together in the neighborhood. By the eighth grade, the cool kids had older siblings that had driver's licenses. From riding bikes to riding in cars, the cool kids went places. Boundaries pushed. We all felt bigger than life, rules, or guidance. Today, grown up, those kids are still cool. We are parents, policemen, firefighters, filmmakers, school teachers, coaches, and the fifth grade smoker became a mayor. Well, thank you, Daily Panic. Now we know how we got this mayor. Term limits, anyone? Term limits? Term limits. I should edit that out, but I won't. Why? Because this is a special week. All right. Let's see if we've got any more rookies here on the stack. Nope. Let's hit the veterans here. Now, these are the people that just keep coming back for more and more abuse. And the one who loves the most abuse is, of course, Justin, the space turtle. Hi, Justin.
Meow, space turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. The topic is running with the cool kids. When I was too young to remember, my parents took me to Nepal. A goat herder found me wrapped in blankets. My parents, outside the tent, dead from sickness. He took me in and raised me as his own. I was about 7 when the village was slaughtered by raiders. I nearly died from exposure in the Himalayas, where I had fled when the village was ignited. I was rescued by a Yeti. I was treated like an outcast for a while by the other Yeti children. But before long, I was playing with them like I was one of them.
Thank you, Justin. And now we know why whenever you hear about Yeti, you start to tear up. Family. It's all about family. Which reminds me, my parents are in town, which means I need to hurry this up. They want to see Chinese acrobats, but I haven't been able to get tickets yet. How do you get tickets to Chinese acrobats? This is the thing that some 60s sitcoms would have you believe that if I were to dress up like someone who's Chinese, nah, I'm not gonna try it. Next up is one of the cool kids herself, Daphne Abernathy. She has returned from, well, 10,001 billion podcasts just to come to this one. Don't you feel privileged? I do. Here's Daphne Abernathy with her story, chosen just for you.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Daphne's Random Thoughts, which can be found at daphneabernathy.com. And I've been missing, I know. I'm back. Hi, Lawrence. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this more often. So this is my submission for this week's weekly challenge. The topic is running with the cool kids. Susan spent the summer making herself over. She saved up enough money and got new clothes, shoes, and makeup. She spent her evenings trying on outfits until she got it just right. The first day of school was coming and she was ready for it. Well, almost ready. Due to a freak storm, it was 25 degrees and very icy that day. Susan didn't care. She was wearing her outfit as is. No coat, no boots. The bus stop was cold and icy. She learned running with the cool kids can lead to frostbite and sprained ankles.
Ha 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 ha. This is why you should never try to change your stars and remain in perpetual nerddom. Thank you, Daphne. And just remember, folks, this isn't an obligation. This is always available for you. If you don't have time for it, That's okay. Every week, there's another competition. And if you go back and see a topic that you think, I wish I had written a story for that, go ahead and write it and send it in. I can always include it in the daily feed. The daily feed. Yeah, there used to be a show like that. It was really funny. I don't know whatever happened to it. It was a part of the Real Player thing, and I'm sure it's still out there now. I've never seen it as a podcast. I think I saw it associated with Washington Post, but knowing the advanced technology that Washington Post doesn't use, it's probably still in Real Player format. Oh well. Next up is going to be, choosing a random name out of a hat, Guy David, who does the music at the beginning, ending, and this part of the podcast, because it's his part of the podcast. Folks, let's hear it for Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 147. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we go on a greed-wide job hunt together. Oh, the fun of it. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is my story for this week's topic, which is running with the cool kids. Enjoy! I had to join the party. I mean, let's face it. They had the best ice suits around. Their agenda didn't matter. What mattered was their beautiful blue skins, the rolling popsicle hairs of the candidates. I just wanted to be one of them. I went through the ritual acceptance ceremony, then I was in, fitted with my very own shiny ice suit. I was in, then we got elected. Later that year, after the country was ruined by the war, I decided to drop my membership. The Red Devils were the new cool kids, so I joined them instead.
Thank you, Guy. And it sucks to hear that you've lost your job, but I'm hoping that people that hear this podcast and the cool music you have behind your story and the loops that I use at the beginning and ending of this story think, I wish I had cool music like that in my podcast. You really ought to tell people, use my music, it's good music, because it is. So, all of you out there listening, drop Guy David a note and say, I want to use your music, in that exact accent. Alright, I know you can do it. Okay. I guess I need more music. I need to put in some more loops. Guy, I guess I need to... Something, you know, mechanical. You know, like robots coming up on people. Not like Frankie Goes to Hollywood starting. You know, something like that. I don't know. If I actually had musical talent left, it was all in my little... The tip of my left-hand pinky finger. You see, if you've ever seen it, it's a little crooked. That messed up my ability to hit the fingerboard of a violin. But it was well worth punching that person in the face, let me tell you. Oh, well. Let's move on to the next story. After I've told my life story here. It's going to be with Ashley. And Ashley wants me to post... those pictures of the kitty cats. Hold on, let me see if I still have them. Oops. I kind of cleared my archives again. Ashley, you want to send them again? Anyway, this is a shameless plug for Maine Coon Cats. They are the best. You can confirm that also with Merrill Yorish at yorish.com. who keeps getting Maine Coon cats named Tigger, because they're orange, and they're big, and they're fluffy. Oh well, I guess that... Should I just put a link in there? I don't know. Here's Ashley with his story.
Howdy ho, everybody. This is Ashley, and this is number 147 Running with the Cool Kids. And my 100-word story this week is called Growing Up. I figured since it's Valentine's Day, I'll do something really sappy. So here you go. If you want to keep running with the cool kids, you'll stop thinking and just throw it, said Jake. I closed my eyes and heaved, then ran for my life with the rest. Glancing back, I saw Jessica, covered in eggs and weeping. About 20 years later, I looked her up to tell her I was sorry and that I didn't deserve her forgiveness. She responded by offering compassion and, after a while, her heart. In high school, I treated Jessica with scorn. If the fates allow, I will happily spend the rest of my life treating her like a queen.
Thank you, Ashley, but be sure to be a little more careful with how you serve her breakfast in bed. Coffee does tend to scald.
Yeah.
All right, now let's move on to the next storyteller. And that is... Who do we want to go next? Norval Joe. Let's go with Norval Joe. Why? Because his was what the mouse pointer was over, so might as well just go with him. Don't worry, we'll pick... You know, I'll pick you next. Don't panic. It's just, it's no rush. There's pizza for everyone. Here's Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 147, Running with the Cool Kids. And I call my story Inside Out. I was in high school in the late 70s. We had all the normal cliques. Jocks, rah-rahs, burnouts, geeks, band freaks, drama fags, born-agains, and student government. There was some crossover. Jocks in student government, burnouts in drama, and lots of geeks in the band. Whether you felt you were running with the cool kids or not was mostly your own psychology. There was one girl named Janine that was always alone, in class, at lunch, and walking home. I regret that I was too absorbed in my own psychology to make her welcome in our crowd. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. And as a side note, I was one of those geeks in the band, although I did have burnout friends. And burnouts, that was our term back then for stoners, if you didn't catch that one. Thanks, we'll see you.
What'd you say again? I didn't quite catch that. Oh. Thank you, Norval Joe. You can check out more from Norval Joe, as with everyone else in this podcast, in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Click on the links that are in that poll because you are able to vote for your favorites. Just don't vote now. Vote when you are done listening to these stories. Early voting, you know, maybe at the last minute you'll find out that one of these people has molested a unicorn or something. I don't know. I don't read the headlines until I get this stuff done. I need to get this stuff done. Ooh, little bit of growl from your host here. My apologies. Next up is Terrence from the Never Was podcast. However, I don't have his recording, so guess who gets to record it? That's right, it's me. I will record it. They all line up at the starting line. The boy stands in the first lane, ready for the gun to fire. Bang! The boy takes off, his legs pumping, ignoring the crashing and snapping sounds behind him as the finish line gets closer with each stride. His heart beats heavy and his shoes pound on the ground. Sweat rolls down his face as he breaks the tape. Raising his arms in victory, the boy yells out a cheer. I win! Looking back, he sees the broken stick arms and snapped carrot noses. No snowman will ever outrun him. Little Calvin and Hobbes there for you, folks. Thank you, Terrence. And hopefully you'll get your voice back, because it's kind of hard having a snowman record it for you, I guess. Sound all funny when their noses are broken. All right, let's head up to Tom from the MIDI podcast, because I keep wanting to say footnote. For how many weeks now? 5,000? One of these days you're going to surprise us all with, "Hey, I'm back with it." No, don't break our hearts like that. The past is the past, and the present is the present. Let's continue with this Valentine's Day present from Tom to you.
Hello, night people. Tom here. I'm proud to be one of Jeffrey's imaginary friends. Tonight's story is called... What is tonight's story called? This may be the first one that I don't have a title. That's kind of weird. Okay, well, here it is. Jimmy was buck naked. He had just moved to Juneau. So badly wanted to fit in that he was willing to join in the 1,000-yard dash in the snow. Unfortunately for Jimmy and the other cool kids, it was also the local wolf pack's Run for Hunger 500-yard dash. The scene was like an Arctic San Fermin. Fur and flesh, snow and blood. Jimmy would have made it to the safety of the gym if only he had been able to get around Sarah Palin. Seems she's a better shot from the plane than the ground. Too bad, Jimmy.
Thank you, Tom. And if any of you out there have a title for Tom's story, be sure to put it in the comments of the show notes. They're at CNN.com. Just want to see if you folks notice. I can see it now. Wolf Blitzer reading out. And in latest news, Tom's story is now named Lunchtime at the Naked Run. The real naked lunch. that's just a cheap shot title. Looking over the bookshelf at all my William Burroughs books. The Ticket That Exploded is probably the best title of all of his. Next up is Enema Zabaleta. There aren't that many people left to pick, but she's the first of those not many left. I heard a rumor that this was going to be about a certain president, so better get on your stovepipe hats, folks. It's time for Abe.
Hello. Enema here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 147, Running with the Cool Kids. This story is Picking a Date. Happy birthday, Abraham Lincoln. Abe was stumped. The ball was his invitation into polite society, and he wanted to make a good first impression. Growing up in rural Kentucky, Abe had never run with the cool kids. Here it was Thursday, and he still hadn't decided on a date for the weekend. There was saucy Rebecca Stevens, with her fiery wit. Or social Mary Todd, with a sweet temperament. And a rich daddy. Scratching the stubble on his chin, Abe reached into his pocket, pulled out a penny, and flicked it in the air. "Heads, it's Mary. Tails, Becca," he said, smirking to himself.
Thank you, Enema. By the way, there is someone here that wants to tell you something. One moment while I put him on the line.
Hello, everyone. This is Abraham Lincoln, and I would like to tell you a 100-word story wacky adventure of Enema Zabaleta, where I take a quote from Enema Zabaleta and make a 100-word story out of it. What? I'm not supposed to do that here? I don't get to submit? I gotta write it on the Running with the Cool Kids? Well, that's no fun. I'm gonna go back to my tomb. anyway. Thank you for the lovely story, Anima. And I'm gonna go shave off my beard. In fact, I'm going to shave off all my hair. I might just look like a gangly monkey man for a while. See y'all in the funny papers. Well, thank you, President Lincoln. Didn't expect that kind of thing in this podcast. I thought I'd retired him. Who knows what'll happen with him. He's crazy. And he's got a giant hole in his head. Who knows what kind of brain damage that will cause. Next up is Mike P. He didn't send in a recording of the story. And so, I guess that means I get to read it. Yay! In any social circle, you have to start at the bottom and work your way up. It's no different with the cool kids. You have to start out working the water stops. For a while, you're doing nothing but filling cups with water and Gatorade. After a year or so, you're allowed to jog along with them and wipe sweat off their foreheads. 2 or 3 years of that, and they'll let you help them quick change into fresh running shorts. Preventing chafing is key. At that point, you're no more than a decade from running with the cool kids. Wait. I am not helping anybody quick change into fresh running shorts, all right? Unless it's Tyra Banks. I mean, come on. Wouldn't you? She'd threaten to beat you up if you didn't. Thank you, Mike B. And to complete our Mike section of the podcast, here's one from Michael S., who does record his stories. One day, maybe Mike P. will record his story, and Michael S. won't, and the jig will be up. Whatever that means.
Hello, this is Michael with my input to the weekly challenge. And it goes something like this. I've always been a jogger, and since I sweat in a snowball fight, it stands to reason I've always been a sweater. The older I get, the more I sweat. But I've noticed this young crowd doesn't sweat a drop. How do they do that? I've also noticed they invite me to jog with them. It makes them look good and makes me look like I'm the only one really working on the task at hand. Me? I call it running with the cool kids.
Thank you, Michael. I call it sweating. But that's just me. This is why I don't go faster than a sloth. Which kind of explains why the sloths are almost about to get me. Help, help, sloths are about to get me. One more storyteller to go this week. You probably know who it's going to be. They almost won, but didn't. Thank goodness. Here is the one and only Bard of Planet Z.
Valentine's Day in the Embryo Vault. Buried below what's left of the Antarctic frost. There are 9 redundant monitoring systems. When all 9 find a fault, it is repaired. When 1 finds a fault, or fails to find a fault with the others, it is repaired by the engineering robots. We put these systems on a combination of solar and wind power. It runs on its own, keeping the children of the future cryogenically protected from what their ancestors are doing to the present. But in true short-sighted fashion, we have yet to build the revival and automated nanny systems.
Thanks to everyone for being a part of the Weekly Challenge, number 147, Running with the Cool Kids. You can learn more about the authors at the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com.
where you'll see the text of their stories, links to their websites if they've sent them to me, and also the ability to vote for your favorites. Isn't that exciting? I know I'm going to get excited, thrilled, and possibly need a cold shower while I try to figure out my favorites from this week. How about you? The next weekly challenge will be on Saturday. It's always on Saturday. Where have you been these past 147 weeks? I know where I've been, on Saturday, putting together the weekly challenge. If you want to know the topic for the weekly challenge, that's going to be posted in a few minutes on the feed. You'll be able to look at that, ponder it for 6 days, and then panic on Friday, trying to come up with a story at the last minute. I know I do. I'll see you all tomorrow with yet another story in the endless, thrilling series of stuff I write at the last minute before I go to sleep. If you have a story that you write that isn't a part of the weekly challenge that you'd like to put up on the feed, throw it my direction. I think I'll get it up there sometime before 2012. Why? Because I'm disorganized and lazy. Another podcast out there that you might enjoy that has these kind of weekly challenge things is Great Heights. You can learn about it at greatheights.blogspot.com. It's run by Jeffrey Height, and I've got a story coming up in the latest one. That's right, I can actually write longer than 100 words. And from this monologue, you can hear me babble more than 100 words. And a reminder, if you have a job just sitting around on the shelf and you don't know what to do with it, please send it in Guy David's direction. You can find Guy David's link in the show notes. However, if you don't have one, but you're in need of music for your podcast that you probably don't have a sponsor for, just like me, but unlike you, I don't want any sponsors, but I do want Guy David to get some work in making music, because his music is really cool. You're listening to it right now. So, if you have a podcast and you want the music to be in the background, I think Guy has some stuff or can put some stuff together that will make your stuff sound awesome. Oh well, that's enough babbling for this week. By the way, I wasn't bullshitting when I said that this was an iTunes Amazon week. Caleb, which do you want? iTunes or Amazon? Toss me a note. I'll send you a reminder through email. Oh well, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.